When I finished graduate school, what I really wanted to do was to be a reporter, or perhaps a news anchor. That was my dream job at the time, and I'd worked hard to earn a master's in journalism with an emphasis in broadcasting. I prepared educationally, and then it was time to step into the field. Did I go for it? Nope. I hate to admit it, but the truth is I never even tried. Paralyzed by my fear that I hadn't learned enough and didn't have what it takes, I didn't send out a single tape to a newsroom. Persistent doubts kept me from pursuing my dream. Instead, I pursued a career that seemed more attainable to me at the time, public relations. I'd be able to use my journalism skills and would interact with the media, but I denied myself the joy of going for my dream at a time in life when I truly had nothing to lose. I refer to this phenomenon as downsizing your dream. Even as I write these words, I can still feel the sorrow that comes with burying a dream because I allowed doubt and a lack of confidence to steer me onto a less challenging path. For several years, I never told anyone the truth about why I'd chosen public relations, and I've since learned three tremendous lessons. One, life is too short to allow doubt to keep you from doing the things you really want to do. Two, a little talent and a healthy dose of authentic confidence based on living your unique purpose will always lead to success. And three, the phrase, I'm not good enough, isn't worthy of my use. These lessons are true for you as well. If the dream involves something God created you to do, you'll always be good enough to do it. But that doesn't mean the steps there will be easy. Confidence, ultimately, is about trust. When you take the focus off of attempting to control things yourself and trust God's ability to orchestrate your life, you understand on the deepest level that with God, all things are possible. In light of that truth, why do we battle a lack of confidence so much? I believe it's because we're in a constant spiritual battle, a battle for our minds, and the primary weapon used against us is doubt. Doubt is a mighty and forceful weapon against those who do not clothe themselves in the armor of truth that is God's word. Doubt, as you've probably experienced, I know I have, is persistent and relentless. It steals your confidence and your dreams. It causes you to shrink from who you are. Our culture too often encourages us to place our confidence in things that have no power to give us authentic confidence, in material possessions, looks, talents, money, and people, just to name a few. I invite you to make a shift right now in your thinking. It's a shift that empowers you to embrace the perfection in who you are and to trust that everything you need to succeed is within you right now. When I say perfection in who you are, I'm not suggesting that you're perfect. None of us is perfect, but each of us was uniquely created by God, and He made no mistakes when He created you. I bet you could thumb through your mental Rolodex of personal imperfections you'd like to see changed. Even those imperfections, however, are perfect, because as you persevere through them, God uses the opportunities to further develop you into the person He created you to be. So there's perfection in your imperfections. They are teaching tools for your personal growth and development. In that, you can be confident. In order to embody authentic confidence, you must trust that God has uniquely created you for a purpose. All that makes you who you are is purposeful. You must trust that you have value beyond your own comprehension, value that's divinely connected to the world around you. Confidence isn't so much about...